glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Stop looking down on yourself. Just don't yield your members to unrighteousness. Yield them to God. You might be a loud person. God will use your loudness. If you yield it to Him, He'll season you with that. And instead of just being a loud noise, you'll be a voice. He'll use stuff, but you got to yield it. You got to give it over to Him. So we see Jacob came out wrestling. Is that right? When he grew up, he finagled Esau's birthright, the firstborn and the birthright. The reward of the firstborn, he got all that from Esau. Esau got mad and began to hate him. Said after Jacob died, Isaac dies, I'm killing you. That's what he said. So Jacob had a trail of stuff. See, he was gifted, but he wasn't yielded yet. He hadn't given over to God yet. See, that's how a lot of us were. You still have gifts. You were gifted in the world. You could get things done. You could do a lot of stuff, but you were doing it wrong. You're doing it for the wrong master. You're doing it with the wrong motivation, wrong purpose. But now that you're over in Christ, now you yield your members to righteousness. And God will use what the devil used in the world. He'll use it to help build His kingdom. Now look at Jacob is still a supplanter. He goes down to Laban and he cheats Laban. Now he's running for his life. His gift is getting him in trouble rather than getting him blessed. Because he's a supplanter. He's a striver. Now imagine you get people like that. That are in the world, you know, some of the best, let me say the bestest of the best in the church are those that were the lowest of the low. Amen. In the world. Amen. When God does a work in them, they that are forgiven much love much. Amen. They that are forgiven much, they are the most grateful. They're the ones that will go the last mile. They'll go the extra mile. They'll do all the extras. We've known people like that. Lowest, I mean, you know, they were the dregs of society. They were the least and the worst and the most wicked. God miraculously saved them. Boom. They become your most devoted and most loyal, most transparent, and sometimes the most discerning. They can see what a lot of church folk can't see. Because they were there. They know the liars. You know, no, snakes know the pit. I just got out the pit. I know what that is. You might not know, but I know. I was there. That was my buddy. We used that same lie together. Jacob. Now, look, follow Jacob's life, because there was a Dabba word, a word of destiny on his life, how God would deal with him. Okay, he tricked Laban. He's running from Esau, stole the birthright. Finally, in chapter 32, he meets up with the angel of God. What is he doing? Fighting. Amen. That's how God was going to deal with him. Amen. That was the Dabba word. That was his word of destiny. That's how God had created him. He wasn't going to use him in a passive way. Here we see Jacob wrestling with an angel. Amen. That's how God created the man. So he wasn't a dreamer. He wasn't one that was passive. He wasn't one that was going to go to Israel. This is how God called him. So God right there at Bethel, God changed him. But at the ford Jabbok is where God dealt with him, and you saw the wrestler in him. God anointed him in that. Amen. Are y'all following me here? Amen. See, stop trying to be like someone else in the sense of, you know, being a copycat. Be who you are and let God anoint you in what you do. Amen. And do what you do well. Because that's the word of destiny over your life. That's where God will bless you. Jacob wrestled with that angel all night. And think about it a moment. The angel couldn't get away from him. You know, if an angel can't get away from you, something going on with you. That angel said, hey. Hey, he said, wait a minute. The day breaketh. In other words, that day breaketh has to do with the kairos. Nighttime was getting ready to become day. The angel said, the day breaketh, let me go. Something about the change here. Jacob said, I'm not letting you go. Not till you bless me. Come on. See, that was who Jacob was. Some of us would have let him go, gone. Some of us never would have gotten a wrestling match with him. Because that's not who we are. But see, God would use a Jacob like that. Because that's who Jacob is. Amen. See, as a leader, you got to be able to recognize stuff. First, you got to discern whether it's the devil or God. Amen. Yeah, right? But if it's God, all the time it ain't in the package you think it ought to be in. Amen. But it's God. Amen. It might be a Jacob about to become an Israel. Amen. Come on, but you got to be able to discern that as a leader, because that's how God dealt with him. How he dealt with Joseph in dreams to get him to be governor over Egypt and preserve his nation. Jacob was carrying the 12 tribes in his loins. But God dealt with him like this from the time he came out of the womb. A supplanter, a wrestler, one trying to get something, striving. The angel said, what is your name? He said, Jacob. He said, now from here on your name will not be Jacob. No more are you a supplanter, because God has dealt with you now. And from now on, your name is Israel, because from here on out, another Kairos starts in your life. You have prevailed with God, and you will prevail with man. See, God gave him the ability to hold on to an angel. My God. To hold an angel. An angel couldn't get away from him all night. Tell me, God will use your gift. He'll use how he made you to hold on to something. See, Jacob was known not to hold on to anything. Amen. He had patience for nothing. But when God dealt with him, he changed that nature. And he held on to that angel all night till the day broke. He said, the day breaketh, let me go. He said, I'm not letting you go till you bless me. Amen. What is your name? See, we see where Jacob still had flaws. He said, Jacob asked him, what is your name? The angel said, that ain't your business. That's what he said. Read it in your Bible. That's what he said. What is that to you? You know, that's not for him to know. But see, Jacob was still Jacob. But he was about to prevail with God. And he was about to prevail with man. Come on, look at somebody. Tell him God's going to use you. He didn't say you had to be perfect. But your heart had to be after him. You got to let him deal with you. You don't have to have the perfect English and all the education for God to deal with you, for God to use you. As a matter of fact, even in worship, it's not how skillful we are, even though our praise team is skillful. It's not how the level of skill, it's the release of their voice. It's their heart right with God and releasing their voice. That's what brings in the encounter. That's what draws God. God's not concerned with skill. He's concerned with you. When you give him yourself. Jacob had a track record of messing stuff up and messing people up, but God still dealt with him. He said, this is how I made you, and you've used it all for wrong. Now I'm about to change you with a kairos. Just knowing the kairos, I'm going to change you. And right after the kairos, right after the day broke, the Bible says that Jacob was limping, an indication of his wrestling. An indication of God changing him. Now he limped. He was a supplanter, right? One that always ran. He ain't running nowhere now. Can't run nowhere now. God permanently changed him. As a matter of fact, when he was old, he was on a cane because of the sinew in that joint. And Israel wouldn't eat that particular part of an animal because of that whole event. Tell someone God's going to deal with you right where you are. See, if you don't have wisdom, first thing you're going to be careless. You'll be careless how you, see, and you'll get off the path if you're careless. We need to be, now I won't say careful, but we need to be diligent, vigilant. Conduct your life, you know, in a way that honors God. And number two, if you don't have wisdom, you waste a lot of time. Amen. You'll waste time and resource. Number three, if you don't have wisdom, you will be inaccurate. You'll be all out of God's time and all out of God's path and all out of God's presence because you're not walking in wisdom. And number four, you will be vulnerable to the attacks of the devil. Wisdom is a defense. You walk in wisdom, you walk in excellence, a whole lot of stuff that the enemy will plan is shut down, period, because you're walking in wisdom. The word says that David walked or acted wisely while serving Saul. Saul was jealous of him, wanted to kill him, but David acted wisely, so Saul never got opportunity. Tell someone you need to know your Kairos. Okay, let's get started in this subject right here. Number one, a new Kairos of God allows you to enter a new season of grace. The grace you had before is old grace. With a new Kairos comes a new grace. Some of us have experienced it, especially since the laying on of hands. You've experienced a new dimension of grace. I know it. It's got to. I know it. I have no doubt about it. Impartation, you've experienced something new, another level. Now, if you'll work it, if you'll walk in wisdom and you will guard it and not allow yourself to become a leaking vessel. Sometimes you can leak through things you say, through associations you keep, through things you don't protect. You can become a leaking vessel and be right back at square one with some old grace. But see, the old grace is gone, and there's a new grace that has come. A grace that will bring you into fulfillment. Isn't it time that you stopped going around the same mountain? Can anybody attest to that? Isn't it time you stopped, amen, tripping up at the same rock every time? Stopping at the same place every time and move on to fulfillment. Well, a Kairos brings another dimension of grace, a new grace, a fresh grace. You cannot come into this dimension of conquest living in the old day. You know, people talk about the good old days. What was so good about the good old days? You was in trouble back then. Yeah, think about it. You probably just didn't have any responsibilities. That was the good old days. Had to pay no rent or nothing. And no car payments. No, you didn't have to do nothing. You know what I mean? Those are good old days.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in Seven Dimensions of Conquest, Part 2, Knowing a New Kairos of God. In Genesis 32, verse 26, the Word of God states, "And the angel said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And Jacob in turn said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." Don't yield your life to past experiences. Jacob came out of the womb wrestling with his brother, and then he cheated his brother Esau out of his birthright. God dealt with Jacob through wrestlings, but God dealt with Joseph through dreams. All believers must know how God deals with them. Jacob was carrying the 12 nations of Israel in his loins, but God had to change his name and his nature. God gave Jacob the ability to hold on. He was a supplanter. But God gave him an ability to hold on to the angel. Just as God gave Jacob the ability to hold on, God will enable you to hold on and reach your destiny. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.